This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Hello, I'm Michael Sheen, and you are listening to a Touchline Rant podcast.
A Touchline podcast rant. Messed that up already. Introducing your host for tonight, it is Luke!
Hello, DJ
and
Willy.
Cassie.
Hello, hello.
It's good to be back.
It's Halloween week.
It is Halloween week. We are aware that we are potentially the only podcast in the world that's going to release their Halloween episode after Halloween. It's DJ Willy's fault.
Sorry, I didn't know the date, yeah?
We're going to go with it anyway.
We specifically requested Halloween special previously, nothing happened.
But
nothing
we've got
happened.
All dressed up. We've made,
we're now
we've
dressed
made a
up.
Fuss.
We're here. We're here. We are. I am in love with this hair. Not even going to lie. Not anywhere near as much as I'm in love with yours.
You look a bit like everyone that went to the My Chemical Romance concert in Cardiff a few months ago.
I look like everyone that tried to buy Paramore tickets.
And also that kid in school that likes to do magic.
Yeah.
And all it involves is like keeping pet's nails.
But yeah.
And he still collects pogs.
They're in his cape. The pogs are in his cape.
Ah, look, it's Luke. He's got his pogs.
I look like one of the Stranger Things kids that on the surface should be a geek. But actually, you go, oh, I quite like his style.
I was thinking, but actually, he's a pervert.
I'm a pervert. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, if the shoe fits. It is. The mustache isn't helping.
Could be worse. Apparently, I look like Mara Hindley.
A little bit. Just a tad. I was going to say just the right amount, but is there a right amount of Mara Hindley?
On the scale of naught to Mara Hindley, is there a kind of spot on that graph where we go, that's about the right amount?
Yeah.
Oh!
Genuinely thought we were going to go to a soundbite from my ring.
Well, no, we actually, this week, we've actually got a sponsor.
Oh, can we have the sponsor, please?
Yeah, it's a weird sponsor. It's, you know, the stuff that they make roads from.
Tarmac?
Yeah, it's tarmac. There's a road outside my house, and it's
there because of tarmac. I can't believe we're so big time, we're sponsored by tarmac.
Tarmac is big time.
It's big. There's Apple, there's Google, and there's tarmac. We're in there.
Other things are available.
other types of asphalt are available.
But not this week. Tarmac's
just
the only
tarmac.
One. It's a big deal, that is.
Is there a swarm of bees? I'm confused how we've come from our tarmac sponsor to a swarm of bees. Maybe we should go into the news.
Let's go into the news. Let's get some semblance of normality going here. I mean, it is Halloween, but I mean, this wig. It's got one on my nose.
Oh, is this the news segment?
This is the news is here.
That's the news bibbing away.
It's trying to come. It's trying to, there's trying to be some sort of semblance of normality here.
Well, front of the bus, of the news bus that apparently has arrived, is the big old Belgian, Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh, he's silky.
Oh, I know. I mean, Man City looked a bit lost against Leicester.
Yeah.
First half, struggled a little bit. Ward made very, very good work to kind of keep that front four at bay, minus Haaland.
Yeah.
Of course, on the bench. I mean, at some point they had to rest him. The poor big bastard. He's just going to run out of legs.
Knackered.
He's knackered.
The problem is with Haaland is you just think, is he the sort of player where, because of how he plays, he's prone to pick up niggles in general, and he's just going to take some time out every now and again for repair?
I'm not sure whether, you know, everyone thinks like he's so good, he's a cyborg. I'm thinking Pep is like, shit, people are catching on, rest him, then we won't think he's a cyborg anymore because he's, you know, he needs a rest.
Do you reckon he
thank you, studio audience.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
I did ask if I had time for a frutella. He said,
clearly said yeah.
I've opened it and now I can't fucking eat it. My frutella's gone neglected, DJ Willy.
ASMR.
No one needs to hear me chomping on a frutella.
I'm sure there's someone out there who would quite enjoy listening
to. Maybe we'll put
you.
That on the ATR OnlyFans.
Yeah, this is the next OnlyFans content.
Well, there we are.
More intimate pictures of me wearing this wig to follow.
And bare feet.
Yeah.
Steve's bare feet. That's what's going on. Thank you. Let's move on.
I reckon
quick.
This quite a lot.
Guys, I'm getting really walky. Just like, carry on, please. I'm literally like, you know, can't handle it.
Sweating. So yeah, Kevin De Bruyne with a very silky free kick hitting just off
Kevin
in the inside
De Bruyne
of the post.
Makes me very excited as a football fan.
I mean,
some of the balls he's plays in, it's just exceptional.
I know we're all a bit distracted by Haaland,
yeah,
but you've got to give it to the ginger fella. He's an
absolute machine.
He is naughty. Possibly my favourite bit of news of the week.
Yeah.
Potter getting absolutely trounced.
Got an absolute pounding.
On his return back to Brighton. Brighton 4, Chelsea 1. 2 own goals by the visitors.
Did you see the interview afterwards where they said, was it nice to come back here? Just like, what?
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It's just like, what do you think? Like, I was watching Sky Sports News, and other news channels are available. Thank you, studio audience. And frisky bastards tonight. They
sound up for it. They've been on the frutella.
I know. But yeah, I just thought, well, that's a bit harsh. He did well at Brighton.
It's almost like,
because
if he'd have gone anywhere else, I think anyone would have been behind Graham Potter.
Yeah.
But he went to Chelsea and everyone's just like, fuck you.
I know.
Dick.
This is the issue, isn't it? Chelsea does tarnish people. It does.
Not even Chelsea fans like Chelsea.
No, look at Tommy T. T is a great coach. He's a good manager. He's won really serious trophies. And Chelsea sacked him. And now it's like, oh, well. And you've been at PSG.
Yeah.
Oh.
Once you've been at Chelsea, you're like, you're unclean. Yeah. No one wants to go near you. That's why Spurs have so many Chelsea managers.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we're desperate.
Yeah, they just pick it.
Who else wants to take ex-Chelsea managers? No one, except for Spurs.
No, I mean, you're not wrong. The studio audience.
They're right. They are riled.
If we looked at Steve's moisture meter.
Where are we on the Steve moisture meter?
Steve moisture meter.
It steamed up. It broke.
Can't believe
it's off the chart. The moisture is off the chart.
It's gone. It's KDB. It's Frutella. The studio audience.
It's all too much.
Fapping.
We said fapping. How many minutes in a week we've said the word fapping?
I know that. It feels like I've reached a new low. With
shut the bed. First ever victory that they've actually had against Chelsea.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That makes it even more perfect.
I know. It really was absolutely fantastic. They started off quick. Yeah. I mean, even in the first couple of minutes, the number of bloody balls off the line that had to be cleared, and then Trossard with the goal in the fifth minute.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous. So
Trossard as well has quietly had one of the... Do you know something funny?
He's a good fantasy league player.
This is potentially one of the funniest things that's happened this year, and he won't mind me saying, because it is true, and I've had some shockers myself. Mitch transferred out Trossard for Phil Foden 2 weeks ago, and since that time Trossard has scored in both games and Foden has started neither. I brought Foden in too, but I didn't lose Trossard for him.
Oh, Mitch. He only goes on holiday for a couple of weeks and we take the piss.
I know. He's gone. I can't help it.
I mean, it could be worse. He could have put in Dele Alli like I did.
Dele Alli. Did you see the quote about Dele Alli from Besiktas manager?
I have literally just seen it. Go on. Take over the news section.
He's just literally ripped into him and just gone, we don't talk about him.
He basically insinuated that he's a useless pile of shit.
Yeah, just useless. I don't know what's happened to Dele Alli. It was not that long ago that I was trying to do the celebration with the eye. This, whatever the fuck
it was. Yeah, what the fuck was... Hang on.
I mean, this is... those lists... You're upside down. The fingers needed to go up. Fingers up.
Wait.
Stick your fingers up.
Is this sign language?
They did this thing with
that'd
it.
Be for
also,
a TikTok.
For audio listeners, I've just repeatedly said, stick your fingers up. This is a good plug to go to our YouTube.
Sticking it up there all over again. Shove it up there.
Shove it right up there. This is unreal. Yeah, Dele Alli shit. What's the next news item?
The next news item on the complete opposing side of being shit, Newcastle.
Newcastle are really good.
Really fucking me off, though.
Yeah, it's annoying because I said last week about Newcastle, my issue that I have with Newcastle isn't necessarily the club. It's this aura they have about them in the fan base that they got, we're a big club. Why?
Yeah. They've marched into the top four now and it's like they're going to win the league. Yeah. Great, you're doing well. It's nice to be taken over by an old baron. It's fun for everyone. Look at Man City. But all of a sudden they've got...
It could also easily break at any minute. Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't because I like watching Newcastle play. I think they're really good. Plus, I'm raking in fantasy football points from them as well.
I've got Pope in goal.
I've got Pope, Trippier and Almiron. It's a dream.
I meant to put Almiron in last week. Missed the deadline and then he goes on to score and assist and it broke my heart.
But I've had him in for a few weeks now.
The start of the season purely because I ran out of money and now he's laughing.
Yeah, he's really good. I nearly got rid of him, but no, they've done well.
They're second 4-0. Their second victory by four goals this season, which is unbelievable, and the best Premier League. The lowest number of goals conceded in the Premier League right now, which is unbelievable. I think 10. They've only conceded.
They've done really well. Kieran Trippier.
What was that?
Kieran Trippier.
The buzzing is very ominous.
I know. Do you know what?
It's scary.
All of a sudden.
Oh, okay, is that what we're going for?
All of a sudden, I now feel like I'm wandering through some sort of like cornfield. Just you and me. We're wearing these wigs.
Where's are we skipping?
And suddenly there's this buzzing noise that happens.
This is like the missing episode of Murder, She Wrote.
This is what happens. This is the one where Jessica does it. Fuck this shit, man.
With hair like you've got right now.
Yeah. Where she's
That's
just
what I'm envisioning.
Done with this shit.
Talking of horror stories.
That's the voice of Jeff. That's Angela Lansbury.
She's back. She's coming to get us after we killed her off.
Dale really is as old as time. She's back.
Talking of she's back.
Yeah.
Diego Costa.
Yeah, I love it.
He's
lovely
back.
Segue.
And he's nutting people.
If you...
Red card already.
This is the problem. I put a thing up on our social media, but it's just like, if you buy a wolf, don't complain when it occasionally bites someone. Someone replied back, really literal, and went, that's really funny, but he actually headbutted him. I'm like, I know, dickhead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. We've established that.
Yeah, we know what happened, but wolves don't go around headbutting deer.
You never know. Maybe there's like a part of the pack that does. It's like
maybe one wolf. So there's one wolf, and their job in the pack is purely to run at deer full force with their head.
And then the other ones come in and attack.
Yeah.
That's the Diego
Costa. Can I just bite it? No.
Thanks to our fans on Twitter who like to point out obvious fucking shit, though.
Yeah. So, but
no one likes you.
No, yeah. But no one is surprised at Diego Costa. Occasionally, if you have Diego Costa in your team, he will occasionally act like a psychopath.
It's like Xhaka. We're going to put Costa and Xhaka in the same little psychopath bubble.
Yep.
They're both in the padded cell. If you want them to let them out and play 90 minutes, you can't be surprised when they do something nuts.
Yeah, every now and again.
Exactly.
This is exactly it.
This is Xhaka and Costa lining up.
Yeah, this is it. And there's certain players over time that have got this in their locker. And it's just part of who they are. Yeah. It's part of their DNA. And it's almost with these players, if you're going to love them, then you need to accept them as they are. I genuinely love Paul Scholes. It's a genuine love.
Don't we all?
And it doesn't matter what he says anymore because I'm like, look, I love Paul Scholes for what he did as a footballer. And if I say I love him, that means I love him as he is. I don't want him to change. I'm not here to change Paul Scholes.
It's like, you know, when you get in a new relationship.
Yeah,
and you go, oh, I love them for their faults as well.
Yeah,
that's
this is it. It's part of them. It's
occasionally
this is
the person you love bites someone.
Maybe
or nuts them.
They are lovely though. I know that they've bitten someone again,
but it's only been once or twice.
Yeah, I know, and they always do the dishes. They always do the dishes. They change the bed in.
Do you reckon Costa does the dishes? He definitely doesn't do the dishes.
Diego Costa does not know what to do with dishes. He literally just looks at it confused and throws it
away. Throws the plate in the bin. Yeah. 100%.
He just throws it away.
Smashes it on the floor.
Yeah.
And then is surprised when he's got no
tableware
left.
He looks at it with such disdain because he doesn't know what its function is. What's this food container that's... He just... Diego Costa, that's exactly how Diego Costa reacted when he first saw a bowl. He saw a bowl, he was like, what is this?
Just like at a Greek wedding.
Yeah, fuck this.
have we got a nice... Can we have a plate smash?
A plate smash
Is that as DJ Willy got in his remit?
We are digging deep into the locker. There you go.
Oh, look at that. I was just about to say he's frantically searching for things right now, but look at it. He came out... That's Costa smashing all his tableware.
What's happened there? Diego Costa has had an envelope delivered. He doesn't know what the fuck it is. So he's just smashing everything that he sees. And he happens to be in the kitchen. I do not know how to open this. So I'm going to smash everything and hope it opens itself.
His wife's like, where's all the fucking Wedgwood gone?
Yeah, what have you done? All I want is a tea.
I'm having to eat my pot noodle out of the pot.
What the fuck
is going on?
He's got someone permanently employed. All he does is drive back and forth to IKEA buying cheap white Swedish cutlery.
He's
smashed everything. What happened this time? He needed to change channel on the telly. He didn't know what to do, so he smashed
it. Threw the remote at the wall, hoping it would work.
The conservatory's fucked again.
This is him having a paddy.
He's fuming. I like. Yeah, he was. I like Diego Costa.
Yeah, I mean, he's a character. He's a character, and in football, we like a character.
We do. I'd way rather him than someone fucking beige, just bland and beige.
Who is the beigest? Who's the beigest player we can think of?
The beigest.
I mean, Michael Owen's a bit beige.
Michael Owen is extremely.
He's very beige. He's eating boiled pasta on its own.
Do you know?
With ketchup.
I'm trying to think. A lot of that Chelsea team are quite boring.
Chelsea are beige. Boring.
Yeah. Declan Rice. I don't think he's very interesting at all.
He's like the first human clone they ever made.
Yeah.
But they kind of forgot to program any thought and feeling.
There has to be a little bit of charisma, like Keith Curl saying that he wants to score a hat trick by sleeping with his missus. You know, there needs to be a little bit of something.
More Roy Keane's.
Yeah, you just need
less Declan Rice.
It's just a little bit extra to your personality. I don't care what it is. Yeah. I quite like it.
Let's go back to the days of Gary Lineker shitting on the pitch.
Yes, that's what I want to see. I actually would much rather football if I was like, fuck me, Pierre Højbjerg has just pulled his shorts down and shit himself. I don't know what's happened. These things,
what a match.
These are the things that we remember. Because there will be games where Manchester United have won and it's been good. Like this West Ham game, we've just recently beaten West Ham 1-0. Solid result. Looking good, I will forget that game happened. Eventually, there will come a point where I do not remember anything about that game.
If Fernandes had pulled his pants down,
yep,
and pissed on the pitch,
even when talking about bringing it back to Paul Scholes, when his tackle came out the side of his shorts, when he did, he went in for a tackle and his tackle came out to have a look at his tackle that he was doing.
His tackle tried to have a tackle.
Yeah, and. I will forever remember. I don't even know what that game was.
No one's forgetting that match.
No, not idea what that game was. It doesn't matter.
That's what we need to push for.
I remember his tackle.
This is why, and again, this is a fantastic segue.
Yeah.
We love Klopp.
We do love Klopp. He's right, Klopp, in saying that we shouldn't be judging Liverpool right now. I think.
I'm enjoying judging Liverpool a little bit.
I really enjoy doing it. Ultimately, he is correct. All football teams and managers and everyone should be given more time because a lot of things are cyclical, especially football. You cannot have, like when with Man United, the class of 92, they were always going to age out.
Yeah.
They had to be replaced. You always have to replace a football team.
I agree.
Man City will need to do it. So as much as we're loving KDB and, you know, fucking spunking all over him as a player. Eventually, it'll get to the point where they have to replace him and he will no longer be able to play there.
I do think, look, Liverpool right now, and I say this as a Spurs fan,
yeah.
They are the Spursiest team I've ever seen this season.
Oh, they are hilarious.
They are the definition of Spursy. But I do hope that Klopp is given a bit more time. You look what he's done in the seven years.
He won Liverpool the league.
Unbelievable. Liverpool team that he came into.
Yeah, I thought I would be dead before that happened.
I guess you wished you were dead before that happened.
Yeah, I would much rather have died without before seeing that happen.
In that wig?
Yes, in this wig. If it meant that Liverpool no longer have that league title, that Premier League, so I can always say, I know you won all those league titles, but you didn't win the Premier League, did you? Because they always go, oh yeah, but I've won more European Cups.
I see.
Liverpool, it's just like, I respect Liverpool and like them as a football team. It's just their fans are dickheads.
Yeah. Sadly, both living in Wales, we probably grew up with all Liverpool fans as well.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And that is painful.
There's a lot of them.
As a girl that grew up a Spurs fan when all we did was finish 10th, it was a hard...
Yeah, at least being a United fan, I could just stand there and be like...
There were some hard knocks.
Yeah, no, oh, that's funny. Yeah. How many Premier Leagues you won? Because Ryan Giggs has won more league titles than Arsenal.
I'm still gripping on to that Carling Cup victory.
Yeah, it's valid.
Ryan Giggs has also won more court cases than Arsenal.
Yeah, that's the issue with Ryan Giggs, isn't it? It's a Halloween episode, so we can mention. Welsh.
Van Dijk, though, losing his first ever Premier League home defeat. Something ridiculous, like that's 70 games.
That's a lot, isn't it?
70 games, never losing at home.
I like that he's had the forethought, I hope, to say, oh, well, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to lose it on this many games. Mm. Like 70, it's not like, if he'd been like, he'd gone 66 games, he'd be like, eh?
70 sounds bad though, didn't it?
If
you're
he goes,
right. It's 60, it would have been good if it was 69.
69 would have been amazing. He could only go 69.
Just imagine he just lost that 70th game just for the banter.
I would do it. I would absolutely be that player that'd be like, listen, we need to lose tonight. Because...
Mate, why are you giving away so many stupid goals? That's 69.
Literally, just kick 69. It the wrong way. Be like, hey.
69th win.
Every corner, I'd be attacking it.
But, I mean, there was a time where, personally, I would be scared for Spurs to go to Anfield.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sure you would be. No one wanted to go to Anfield and play Liverpool. Now, you know, Leeds went and looked comfortable.
Oh,
play true Leeds football. You've got to give it to Leeds. I know they're having a bad season.
Yeah.
They play lovely football. They're a pleasure to watch as a neutral fan.
And his celebration on the touchline.
Fantastic.
The Ali, that's just incredible. So North American. It's brilliant. There's nothing better than winning at Anfield. Yeah. There's nothing better. I've seen John O'Shea score a winner at the Kop end for Man United at Anfield. And it's not even borderline. It's sexual. It's actually sexual.
I mean, you saw that from the Leeds fan. I'm pretty sure I saw a few dry hump each other.
Yeah, I would absolutely, literally at that point, it'd be like, any of you, I'll have you right now. Anyone who was up for it.
In that wig?
I am here. In whatever wig they chose. You want what shade of lipstick? Whatever you want.
Pick one.
Anyone. I don't even care. Ref, come on.
Right, I mean... Oh, this kills me. We're going to end the news section on a very painful bit of news, which was Arsenal 5, Nottingham Forest 0.
What I quite liked about this, though, for my ego, was quite a while ago now, like 2 years ago, I'll time it. Rhys Nelson went on loan to Hoffenheim, I believe it was, and was a fucking wonder. Was scoring regularly in the Bundesliga. And it was around Haaland was there, Jude Bellingham was there, Jadon Sancho was there. It was that more and more people were going to the German league. Rhys Nelson did really well. And I said, they need to play him regularly. And they haven't. And that's his first, he scored twice.
I was a bit fuming he is brilliant. He's a fantastic player.
He's such a talent.
I saw Saka was injured. And obviously after the conversation we had week before last about they just need one injury, I got a semi seeing Saka was injured.
Yeah.
And then Nelson comes out and scores a brace.
I know. I think it's...
His first ever brace for Arsenal.
I still say that this Arsenal side, they are not as an experienced squad as Man City. The manager is an experienced as Pep. Yeah, Arteta has instilled, it seems, a certain culture at the club. However, I still maintain that City will just be so monotonous and dry and grind it down. I think there are other teams as well that it will be eventually, like Newcastle are definitely a team, if they continue as they are, a team that could challenge. So are Manchester United, genuinely. If they keep, I know I've done it. If they keep You've up the momentum it. That they have, then I think there's no reason to suggest they're not challenging if Newcastle are challenging.
Oh, this is like, you remember when you said they were going to win the league?
I'll forever. They finished second with Simon Ronaldo. I got swept up in emotion. Okay.
You've done it again. Regrets. We try and keep you grounded. The wig's gone to your head.
I do have regret. The wig has given me a confidence that I don't
usually
have.
He actually looks so sad right now. It's breaking my heart.
I know. I can't write. It's my cape.
He's just going to wrap himself up in it.
I'm going to tug myself up in my cape and I'm going to be happy.
Just have a little moment. Well, that's the end of our news section for this week. So, lots of... Not that many unexpected scores this week, I don't think. I mean, arguably Liverpool leads, but the form they're in at the moment.
The one thing that I would suggest now is actually next week, I think, is going to be quite vital in a weird way because there's a lot of weird fixtures.
Do we want a little...
Yeah, so is this
let's
is
have a little looky at the fixtures. So...
Man City play Fulham at home. Imagine... So this is my question to you and anyone who's listening this. Game week 15, listen, look at the fixtures. This is what we're looking at. Man City play Fulham at home. I think that's a clean sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see any other game where I could say, hand on heart, I think that's a clean sheet. Southampton could score against Newcastle, but I think that's probably the most likely. Newcastle keep a clean sheet. United could keep a clean sheet against Villa, but Villa won 4-0 recently.
Then they lost 4.
By the same scoreline.
Yeah.
So who the fuck knows what Villa can do? Because Danny Ings scored twice the other week. I was like, what the fuck? Why Danny Ings scoring? Who put 20p in Danny Ings? For fuck's sake.
He can go in the padded cell with Costa and Xhaka.
I think it's a good week to break away.
It is a good week.
Chelsea playing Arsenal, that's a big game.
That's going to be a huge game because you wouldn't be massively surprised with Chelsea maybe pulling something out of the bag there.
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. No.
It's one of those games
you
that
play
you could
Liverpool.
Just... I know.
It's a good week. It's a good week to play him.
It's a very good week.
Conte will put a fucking rocket at that team.
I hope so because obviously as we're recording Champions League... not going great for Spurs.
Only need
a point. At the moment, not looking so great. But in a way, we score a crucial equaliser. There we go.
Nice.
I don't know with the Spurs Liverpool game. It could really both teams in bizarre form.
It is a peculiar time. It's a good time for one team to break away. I would suggest Newcastle, Manchester United. Take away the fact that I support them. Both of the Uniteds, Newcastle and Manchester, whatever your flavour.
You've gone rogue.
I think they could, this week in particular, when Chelsea playing Arsenal and Liverpool are playing Spurs, could make a move ahead.
Yeah.
You know, they could both be two draws. If both Newcastle and Manchester United win their games, it's an additional 2 points on top of others if there's draws.
And
if
that
there's losses,
opens up the table massively.
Yeah, it does. I think it's a big weekend.
Well, yeah, Arsenal only sit in top with 31 points. That being said, they have got a game in hand to both Tottenham and Newcastle. Only 7 points between Man United in fifth.
Yeah,
and Arsenal
in
top,
close.
So it is close. It is very, very close. And you've got, the fact that we're even talking about Newcastle and Man United.
I know.
In that top three.
I am more surprised than you, I assure you.
I feel like I've had a stroke.
That is more confusing to me than the wig.
The wig is cooking my brain. I don't know what's going on.
I was genuinely just thinking while I was sat here going, Christ, my head is hot.
Maybe it's the smoke. We have got smoke effects in the studio today, so it could be that. Maybe DJ Willie is drugging us and we're just going to wake up and
another plug.
Tight to our chairs.
The A Touchline Rant TikTok, the A Touchline Rant Instagram, the YouTube. At some point, at somewhere, I might upload something to
follow
one of
us
these
on
platforms.
All platforms that we never upload to.
No, there are. There's new stuff now available on all these. We're trying to be more regular, but you know, at the end of the day, listen, we're only human, okay?
Like bowels, we are trying to be more regular.
We try, exactly. We try our best, but sometimes there's frutella to eat and just bullshit to be talked about and we forget stuff. All right? We're only human. What's worrying right now is I'm going to hand the reins over of this podcast.
I've been sweating for the last 5 minutes just thinking about this.
DJ Willie.
Yeah.
We're ready for more of your games.
We're ready for you, DJ Willie.
You want to play a game?
We want to play a game.
All right, then. Well, seeing as it is Halloween, yeah.
If we've had this conversation, it's not Halloween.
Boxing Day, Halloween. You box away all your... Different Halloween decorations. So we're going to play a game right now.
This game. Why it's called Boxing Day?
Yeah, because you box away all your decorations.
No.
What did you think it was?
I don't know.
Did you...
Boxing?
Yeah, boxing.
I thought maybe it was something related to boxing.
No, you box away all your, fighting. All your things you don't put up.
So what it actually is that's the day that you all fight your family.
I mean...
Who ate all the fucking leftover roasties?
Who left all the bounties in the hero selection? Is it heroes or is it... No,
yeah, you're on the right lines. It's fine.
Who left all the bounties, you sick bastards?
All right, listen.
Sorry, DJ Willie.
Sorry, DJ Willie. Got distracted.
We're going to play a little game now, seeing as it is the spooky season. I'm going to read some statements from footballers who claimed to have possibly seen ghosts. You have to tell me if they are real or fake. This game is called Real or Fake.
Real or Fake? Which one could it be? Real or Fake? Which one could it be?
Alright, you both ready for this then? So I want you to write it down what you think.
Okay.
If you think that the statement, if you think that this person did see something supernatural.
I've only got a frutella to write with.
That's all right.
I'll write it on my phone, don't worry.
Okay,
technology.
Right.
All right,
fine, we're good.
You both ready?
Okay.
Both ready?
Yeah,
good.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to read out. Here we go.
I've only got a frutella to write. That's fine.
Tell me if this statement, if you believe, is real or fake.
Yeah.
Football legend George Best may have returned as a ghost to haunt his glamorous ex-wife Alex, but it's not the first time footballers have been involved with some spooky going on. So, did the ghost of George Best haunt his ex-wife Alex?
Are we saying did it actually haunt? Like, is there proof?
Is the story real or is it fake?
Okay.
I'm going... So, are we conferring or can we just give you an answer?
It's head to head.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got my answer.
Both got your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got my answer.
All right, then. I'm just trying to stop this. All right, then. The answer is...
It's true.
I got real.
The ex-wife.
Yeah, I've got real.
All right, it's true. Yep, the ex-wife of George Best claims that he is haunting her. Okay.
That's gonna read out another
statement. What's he doing?
Hanging around.
Okay, fine.
Staying around.
Didn't know whether he was having like a cheeky feel, maybe.
I mean, he might have a look in.
All right, I'm going to read you another statement. You've got to tell me if this is real or fake.
Everyone would have a peek. Sorry.
Everton star Fabian Delph reckons he's seen at least 4 ghosts during his lifetime, including in his own home. He said, I've seen 2 ghosts in the bedroom at my house. I definitely saw them. One was actually carrying a body. It went out on my balcony and then disappeared. So can you tell me, write down, if you think that is real or fake? Luke, what did you write down?
Oh, my God. The problem is that I know that... It's the use of the name Fabian Delph.
Yeah.
It's thrown me. Because it doesn't sound real, but because he suggested it's Fabian Delph.
There's every chance it is.
Okay, I'm going to write it down now. I'm going to say that's a fake story.
I've said real.
Oh, it's the Fabian.
It's the Delph.
Hold on. What's going on here?
It's true.
There we go.
Yes! You just knew, Delph. Come on.
It's true. So far.
Hang on. What's going on?
Cassie has got two and Luke has got one. I'm going to read you out another statement now. I want you to tell me if this is real or fake.
His wig is melting.
Former England legend Rio Ferdinand spoke out recently, revealing that he felt the hotel he and his teammates stayed at during the Brazil World Cup was haunted. I would wake up hearing distant screams in the middle of the night. I never experienced anything like that in my life. Was that real or fake?
Again, it's the use of the footballer. Again, I'm in the same position. I mean, I've...
Luke, your answer, please.
I'm second guessing how many. I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real.
Fine.
It's lies. Oh. It's
all lies. I'm afraid that was fake. Oh. I wrote that one myself because I'm really good at writing.
Oh, DJ Willie, you
fooled
me.
You had us with that one.
You had us both.
Do you think he had to Google where the World Cup was, DJ Willie?
I know this is, there's so many details. I am impressed. I am, yeah. We'll stay well away from that.
All right, you ready for your next statement then?
Yeah, let's
go.
So
at the moment, Cassie is on two, Luke is on one. Your next statement. On the night Vinnie Jones's wife, Tanya, died in 2019 at age 53, the former Wimbledon star saw a white light in the sky, which he believed was a sign from her. He said, "I threw her one last kiss to the white light above me." Answers, please.
That, I'm sorry. That is the most Vinnie Jones.
It really is.
I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real. You can just imagine him saying this.
It's true.
Yeah,
it is true. It's all true. He really does believe that. So Cassie is on three. Luke is on two.
Oh, yeah.
Got one more.
The spirits are with me.
So I can only tie.
You can only say, well,
tie. Going you know, for the win.
There might be a bonus. There might be a bonus game a little bit later to win
something. No.
All right. I'm going to read you another statement.
Yeah, go.
Manchester, well, now ex-Manchester United manager Alex Ferguson claimed the Old Trafford Stadium might be haunted. Staff and fans have sighted shadowy figures lurking on the pitch and in the corridors during the night time. Although I haven't seen anything myself, you get this feeling when you're alone, like a chill, and I've witnessed chairs moving all by themselves. Tell me if that's real or fake.
I don't understand how I've never heard this before.
It could be because
it's fake.
DJ Willie's been creating it. I'm going to go real just to make the game more dramatic.
Okay, I'll say fake. Yeah.
It is fake. So that is a tie. 3-3. Well done, Luke. Well done, Cassie.
I brought it right back there. That was highly enjoyable.
I thought the spirits were with me on that. I thought they were going to guide me.
That was highly enjoyable.
I wish we could have had Fergie telling that ghost story in a Scottish accent.
I can't
accent.
Believe. Yeah, this is. I was just about to say, I can't believe I've never heard that story before. We've just established this because DJ Willie made it up.
I made it up with my mind.
Yeah, you made it up. Have you got any more Halloween surprises for us, DJ Willie?
I might have a few. I have got a slightly scary little story. Would you like to hear some scary story?
Luke's eyes just got so wide.
Yeah, go on then. I mean, this is...
All right, this is called Scary Stories from Around the World.
Scary stories from around the world. I'm not gonna sleep tonight. Scary stories from around the world. I gotta have a nightmare. Scary stories from around the world. I hope that they're not real. Scary stories from around the world. We did so much research.
Put it on my show, must be true.
The internet, it never lies.
Put it on my show, must be true.
Everyone on there has a PhD.
Check the facts, 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 check the facts.
Do you think we give DJ Willie too much creative input on this podcast?
Yeah, you do. I got a spooky story for you, okay? Seeing as it is around the Halloween season. Okay. Did you know that the Highbury Stadium, where Arsenal FC, I assume that's football club, yeah?
Yeah, they where they used
the
to play.
It's the most haunted football stadium in all of the United Kingdom. The former home of Arsenal FC, Highbury Stadium, is haunted by Herbert Chapman, Arsenal's most successful pre-war manager. He is said to have been spotted on the grounds of the former stadium with a horse that died during construction. In addition to Chapman's presence, Highbury Stadium also features the ashes of other Arsenal fans, furthering the suspicion of supernatural presence.
What's the horse doing?
Yeah. I do think we need to have a look at the way that his contract.
We should really start vetting things before we record, because, you know, is the horse a ghost? Can we just clarify
Apparently it's a ghost horse, yeah.
I mean, listen, this is the thing. I mean, ghosts, right? I don't know how long we've been recording, to be honest. I've lost track of time.
3 hours, 26 minutes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. So we should probably, I reckon, if we look to wrap now, I reckon this is a good amount of time. Just before we go, ghosts in general. The issue is, why is the horse back? If you believe in ghosts,
yeah.
Why?
What reason? What?
Or do they just, it does it everywhere? Because either that horse is here for a particular reason, whether that is to complete something or unfinished business.
Are you saying he's in horse limbo?
He's in horse limbo.
Okay.
Or everyone who has ever died, whatever their breed, can come back.
But why? So why is the horse is decided? Do you know what? I've got a bone to pick with everyone at Highbury.
I know. And what? So
what happened to him? What did they do to him?
Why can't he go anywhere else? And why is he just hanging around with Herb? Does he also wake up? Do they sleep? Do they go to the pitch and go, "All right, Herb, how are you today?" DJ
funny,
Willie,
funny seeing you here.
Yeah. Have you got any? Can we get some info on what the horse is called? Was the horse named, or was it just a construction?
It was just a construction horse. I think it was.
But why that horse? Why no other horse?
So he's fuming because he's like, I didn't even fucking want to work on this job.
Yeah.
I was dragged here in a cart.
I was meant to work on HS2.
Yeah. Why am I here? Why was I here? And this horse died. And now he comes back and just hangs out with Herbert Chapman. Why is Herbert Chapman back?
You know when you're a kid and you go knock on your mate's house? Oh, yeah. Can Sam come out to play?
Sam doesn't live here.
Is the horse Sam's knocking up Herbert? Or is Herbert knocking up
Herbert?
Hopefully Herbert's not knocking up the horse.
No, I'd rather it the other way around. I mean, if I have to pick a way... That's the way I pick.
Yeah, because we love animals. You're a vegetarian.
I am a vegetarian. Yeah, I can't be abiding the spectre of previous Arsenal managers having sex with a horse. There's nothing I can do. It's just not going to...
Imagine you're like, you're the groundsman at Highbury and you turn off all the lights and you see the ghost of Herbert Chapman, former Arsenal manager, shagging off.
Oh, and you sit from behind. Oh, you get like a proper back view. See the back of his head, just him going for it.
God.
The thing is, Herbert Chapman, I'm assuming, would still, if we're going down that line of there is something to be done, Herbert Chapman would only be there because to see Arsenal play. Hasn't he realised they've moved? Like, someone needs to go down there and go, right, he's Herbert, you've been hanging around with that fucking horse too long.
They're down the road.
They don't
They're
even
not
play
here
anymore. They're flats. Herbert, fuck me. Just pick him up and the horse like, oh, don't go, Herbert. Fuck off, horse. Why are you here? I know you're annoyed that you died. Because you would rather be down the beach right now. But the thing is you're not.
Imagine all the places that horse would rather be. But no, he's waking up at a block of flats.
Okay.
Somewhere in North London.
What the fuck? Okay, right. Let's wrap it here. If I was going to come back, if you were going to come back as a ghost,
yeah.
Where's the one place you would go back?
Oh. White Hart Lane. Not now, because it's the Sainsbury's.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Put me in the Tottenham Stadium.
If you...
Do you need a Rennie? I hate this, because this podcast studio is haunted.
It's not haunted.
It is! You told me it's haunted!
It's not haunted. It just used to be a Sainsbury's. This is... We have now been taken over. DJ Willie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You want your ongoing competition before we go? This is one that's
yes.
going to keep going along.
Oh, go on then. Let's have the last one.
Yeah,
right,
last one. No, if you can answer this one tonight, that's fine. But it will roll on as the season goes.
Okay.
We've got a famous footballer on the phone right now. And you've got to guess who that footballer is. It's a very old phone. This section is called... Who is on the phone?
Who's on the phone at a time like this? Who
Well done, Luke, for writing down in your notepad who is on the phone.
Very, very early on. Just to me, football, to football, he's got coaches and managers and goalkeeping coaches with their opinions, and they work with him every day. And I think it would be a problem for the family.
Any guesses?
At the end, it sounded slightly Irish to me. But so
can we have that once more?
I'm afraid I only played it once. But...
Okay, then I have no other option but to guess it was the Iranian embassy siege.
Cassie, who would you guess?
I saw a hint of Irish at the end.
I'll play it one more time. Let's see if we can get that.
We agreed on very, very early on. Just to me, football, and he's got coaches and managers and goalkeeping coaches with their opinions, and they work with him every day. And I think it would be a problem for the family.
It starts Irish, goes random, then ends Irish. I'm going to say it's Steve Staunton.
Ian Holloway.
Nice.
I'm afraid you're both wrong. Soul goes on another game of Who's on the Phone next week?
Is it the same clip? until we figure it out.
Unless the conversation just expands.
Oh, I hope so. Does the conversation expand every week?
Yeah.
Oh, I like
okay.
it.
So eventually it's just this podcast will just be you and I and Steve or Mitch. Mitch will be on fucking Zoom at some point in the future just listening to this guy talk for 40 minutes.
Where is Mitch in the world? Shout out to Mitch.
Shout out to
Sacking
Mitch. Mitch
off.
Is now going back to... He was in North America. Then he was in California, in Los Angeles. Then he went to Canada.
We clearly pay him too much.
And now he's back to America somewhere. I don't know. I don't know. He could have been taken hostage for all I know. I'm not sure.
maybe the horse and Herbert Chapman hasn't.
It's been a good few days before I've heard from Mitch. So if Mitch has been actually sex trafficked out of there, if we someone could pay the ransom, because No, because we're paying it all to DJ Willy.
Or... Luke will come over with some fruitella and that wig he's got on.
Yes.
And, you know, we can come to an arrangement.
Yeah, you'll be Chapman, I'll be the horse.
On that note,
DJ Willy, send us out.
All right, see you all next week.
What a vibe.
To end the podcast on this.
I've been trying to eat this frutella for half an hour.
You have been going. I have no idea how long that was.
We forget a timer every week.
A touchline, a touchline, a touchline, a touchline, a touchline, a touchline.